This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM that allows you to connect to us and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind here on Thanksgiving Eve. By the way, we plan to be live on Thanksgiving Day. Daryl, you're going to be heading up, I believe, the show tomorrow. Mark. But you're going to be on the show with Mark tomorrow night on Thanksgiving night. And throughout the weekend, of course, as well, throughout the holiday season, you'll get Free Talk Live every single night. Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Boxing Day, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
I couldn't tell you when those days are, but yes, we will be
Boxing
live on those.
Boxing Day is December 26th. I only know that because it's always been printed on every calendar I've ever purchased.
I don't even know what Boxing Day is. I've seen
it on
calendars.
It's a Canadian holiday. Well, Canadian and British.
Is it about, like, the sport boxing, or...?
No. Apparently, it's when you gather things into boxes that... Because you open up gifts...
To wrap them for...
No. You open up gifts on Christmas.
Right.
And then you have empty boxes, so you gather up all of the boxes that...
So it's after Christmas, Boxing
Day? December 26th.
Oh, okay.
Is always one day after Christmas, which is always December 25th.
I didn't hear you say December 26th.
Ah, okay.
So that would be why. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And let's see here. You know, we were talking about Sierra Leone, not a very free place. There's also the story that I teased earlier this week and never got to about the nemesis of the country of Venezuela. One man.
Oh, yeah.
The hardware
this
is salesman.
So very interesting.
At Home Depot in Alabama. We have talked a lot about Venezuela on this program over the last several years and have been, you know, watching as things have just been spiraling down, which is sad for the people that live there. It's not a funny thing at all, but there's some outrageous things that have been going on that are so just ridiculous, you have to laugh at them.
Right.
And one of those things is the...
People spending 35 hours a month in lines?
Well, yes, that's just absolutely terrible. But you know, what I think is funny about the situation over there is that the government of Venezuela blames their problem with inflation on a website called DollarToday.com. And we've talked about Dollar Today on a number of occasions when we're discussing the black market rate for the strong bolivar over there, as they call it, the bolivar fuerte, which is the currency that they came up with, 15 years ago or something like that, or a decade ago?
About a decade ago, I think.
To replace the old bolivar because, well, inflation.
Right.
And so they're blaming this website, which the purpose of DollarToday.com is to kind of keep track of the black market value of what you can get for a U.S. dollar. How many bolivar can you get for a U.S. dollar?
Right, and somebody has to track the inflation in Venezuela because the Venezuelan government stopped doing that almost 2 years ago.
And so they hate the fact that Dollar Today exists, and they are actually publicly blaming it for inflation. Now, of course, people, average folks, may not really know what inflation is. I think there's a big confusion out there. I remember in government so-called economics class, they taught us that inflation was a rise in prices. That's not true. Inflation is an increase in the money supply.
And a rise in prices is a symptom of inflation.
Right. The prices tend to rise when you increase money supply. But there are some exceptions to that. So, for instance, if a product, while inflation is happening, normally the price of it would rise. But if there's some sort of manufacturing advance that makes it so they can manufacture the product at half the cost that they used to, odds are that product's going to drop in price.
Right.
So you can't just look at one product and say, oh, well, there's no inflation because it stayed steady. You have to look at a bunch of different things. And that will tell you that there is likely inflation going on. And as you said, some central banks will actually give statistics about how much they're increasing the money supply, although they tend
Federal Reserve does.
Although they tend to factor out certain things as far as how they calculate the prices going, you know, what the average price increases
Right. So most people probably look at the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, right, to determine what the inflation rate is. Well, no, that's just determining how much, you know, the stuff wound up going up in price.
Right.
Asterisk, possibly, because they always wind up changing what they use in that calculation. There are some products, like computers, that are drastically cheaper now than they were 30 years ago when they got added to the CPI.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll then look at, well, a computer back in the 1980s cost about $3,000, so let's try to find a computer that's in the equivalent price range so that we can say the price of electronics haven't gone up or down.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other products where, you know, the price may have gone up drastically, and they're like, oh, well, let's find something that's kind of the same.
Yeah, it's very manipulated. The CPI, is what you're saying, is manipulated. So, anyway, back to the story here, or to the story, which we didn't actually get to earlier this week, from the Wall Street Journal. It's about the man who runs DollarToday.com.
Yes.
We've known about Dollar Today, we just didn't know about the man behind it.
And one more thing on the CPI real quick. Even knowing how heavily manipulated that number is, when you look at the CPI, the value of the U.S. dollar has declined by about 97% over the last 103 years.
So even using their own numbers.
Even using their fraudulent numbers that are totally, you know, fake and made up and manipulated to serve their agenda, the value of the dollar has still declined drastically.
Public enemy number one of Venezuela's revolutionary government is Gustavo Diaz, a Home Depot employee in central Alabama. The story coming from Hoover, Alabama, on his lunch break.
Or what some people call Guadalupe Hoover because of the large Hispanic population.
Interesting.
Yes.
On his lunch breaks from the hardware section, Mr. Diaz, wait, isn't the whole place hardware? Mr. Diaz, 60 years old, does more than anyone else to set the price of everything from rice to aspirin to cars in his native Venezuela.
No, the entirety of Home Depot is not hardware. They have a plumbing section. They have doors. They have, you know, stuff like here's bathroom tiles. Here's carpet.
Most of it's pretty hard, though, like, can knock on it.
Yes, but that's
hardwares.
Not... if you're being literal, then yes, but the definition of hardware does not include doors and plumbing.
So anyway, he's influencing the inflation rate and swaying millions of dollars of daily currency transactions. How? He's president of one of Venezuela's most popular and insurgent websites, DollarToday.com, which provides a benchmark exchange rate used by his compatriots to buy and sell black market dollars that allows them to bypass some of the world's most rigid currency controls. Socialist President Nicolas Maduro has accused Dollar Today of leading a, quote, economic war, unquote, against his embattled government, and vowed to jail Mr. Diaz and his two partners, also Venezuelan expatriates in the United States. The Venezuelan Central Bank unsuccessfully filed suit against the website twice so far in U.S. courts.
So here's my question. The Venezuelan government is broke. How are they going to afford to extradite Mr. Diaz in order to wind up incarcerating him?
Oh, I bet they could find the money for that. I mean, they're still paying their bureaucrats down there. They haven't had a complete walkout by the bureaucratic elite.
Right,
they can afford a plane ticket.
Are you sure? Because Delta's not just going to, you know, accept Bolivar Fuerte.
No, somebody found some money there because there was another story about how they're going to be increasing the number of zeros for the first time on the Bolivars. So, yeah, they've managed to find some company to print their money out who is willing to either take them on credit or they actually have the cash to do it.
Or they'll, you know, pay them with the new higher denominated.
No, they won't. I mean, it'd be insane. Which is what one of the things that happened, I think it was earlier this year, was De La Rue, which is one of the largest money printers in the world. For all of the governments who don't have their own printing press, they hire it out.
Yes.
And De La Rue was refusing to do business with Venezuela because they owed them.
De La Rue wasn't the only one.
Right.
There were, I think, three different printers that said, we're not doing any more business with you because you can't afford to pay us.
They owed them money. They owed them $70 million in U.S. dollars, so they were not accepting the Boulevard Fuerte. Toll-free number tonight. We'll tell you more about this gentleman. Again, he is apparently single-handedly taking down the economy of Venezuela, if you believe what the Venezuelan government says from his home in Hoover, Alabama.
I don't believe what the Venezuelan government says.
Yeah, no one should. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but they're trying to sue him over it, and so far they have failed, as they should, because, well, free speech is a thing here still.
25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, oh, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dynavite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here, the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. We'll take your calls about anything. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And want to give you the opportunity to try out MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but you could, because you could totally take MyPillow and then throw it in the washing machine and dryer, because MyPillow is actually designed for that. It's a really neat
pillow. So is MyPillow.
That's right. We both got them, and we've had them now for several months, and it's the best pillow I've used. You can try it out for yourself, and if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them. And within the first 60 days, which should be more than enough time for you to determine that, and they will send you your money back in that case. It's also guaranteed to last 10 years. And as I say, you can throw the sucker in the washer, and man, it's...
Have you washed yours yet?
I have not.
Nor have I.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's not stinky or anything like that, so I don't feel like I need to. But they do say you should probably wash it every few months or something like that. Because you can,
right.
With MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. So go and try one out, or two. You can get one for half off or two for the price of one by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL when you place your order over at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we go back to the story about Dollar today, digging deep into who's behind this website. Well, one of them, it's a three-man team. One man is Gustavo Diaz. He lives in Hoover, Alabama. He works for Home Depot in one of the hardware departments there. And DollarToday.com is the website that provides an exchange rate for the black market price of the bolivar, which is the currency, the official state currency of Venezuela, which for listeners who, you know, maybe are unfamiliar, is not in good shape right now. The country is not in good shape. The currency
has
not
been for a long time.
Oh, my. I just went to DollarToday.com just to check in and see what the current rate was.
Last time we talked about it, it was somewhere around 1,000.
It had gone up the last time I talked about it. Maybe you weren't on the show on that episode. It had gone up from around 1,100 to 1,500. It is now 2,474.
Woo!
2,474 bolivars per U.S. dollar. It has gone up dramatically in just the last several weeks. The inflation rate there is absolutely insane. And just to give you some sort of basis for comparison, the official state-approved the official state-approved exchange rate is 10 to 1, meaning that one U.S. dollar, if you take it into a bank in Venezuela, you will get 10 bolivar from the bank. So that is the official exchange rate. And so the black market exchange rate is 2,474 to 1. Now, you're not going to get $2,400 out of bolivar out of every black market dealer. You know, your price will vary depending on who you know. So,
right.
You know, maybe $2,000, it may be $3,000. But the average price is $2,400 of them for one U.S. dollar. So,
to put that in perspective, I just did some quick math.
Mm-hmm.
$500 U.S. dollars at that $2,400 rate is 1.2 million bolivar.
Wow, that's incredible. So back to the story here from the Wall Street Journal. They are reporting on the man behind DollarToday.com, which Venezuela has sued on more than one occasion. They've sued the website, and they have lost twice so far in court. And let's see here. Socialist President Nicolas Maduro has vowed to jail Mr. Diaz and his two partners. The government has also turned to hackers to launch constant attacks against the website, forcing the site to use sophisticated defenses. Dollar Today is the empire's strategy to push down the currency and overthrow Maduro, said Vice President Aristobulo Isturiz earlier this year, asserting that the U.S., the empire to the Venezuelan government, was orchestrating the site's work. The U.S. State Department declined to comment. According to Venezuela's government, quote, Dollar Today is the enemy of the people. Now, of course, they're really the enemy of the state because right. They are revealing how I guess, full of it, the state is, with its mandatory exchange rate that they've set on people, which is one of the reasons why the economy is so bad in Venezuela, is because they're not allowing the marketplace to set the exchange rate. They are forcing an exchange rate, and that is basically wreaking all kinds of havoc on businesses, because you cannot buy products, at least that are imported into Venezuela, and almost everything is imported into Venezuela these days. You cannot buy imported products without using some other world currency like the U.S. dollar. And, of course, you cannot get the U.S. dollar from local banks. You can exchange dollars in the banks to get Bolivar, but it doesn't go the other way around. Right. And so, therefore, it's just impossible to do business. If you were to actually buy some products, let's say a pallet full of toilet paper, the government forces you to sell things at a certain rate, in a lot of cases less than what you paid for it.
And when you go to buy stuff, if you're a consumer and you need toilet paper and toothpaste and rice... Well, not only do you have to wait in a really, really, really long line, but when you get to the store, you don't know what they're going to have, and then you're allowed to buy two.
That's right.
Now, whatever they have, you can buy two of.
Now, they did supposedly allow some stores to start pricing based on market conditions. So there has been a positive change in that way. But that was only recently that has happened in Venezuela. And I don't know how effective or how many stores have been allowed to do that, or in which industries or whatever.
And you can't just go shopping on any day of the week. You get to go shopping on the day of the week that corresponds to the last digit of your ID number, I think it was.
Sounds right. The alleged mastermind of the plot likes to sport a red University of Alabama baseball cap and answers questions at his day job from do-it-yourselfers on what kinds of screws they should use to hang shelves. Mr. Diaz is a U.S.-trained retired colonel, and he indeed tried to overthrow Maduro's predecessor, Hugo Chavez, by participating in a short-lived coup in 2002. Diaz, who'd been a deputy secretary chief to the businessman who briefly took power in the ill-fated overthrow, said his conspiring days are over. Now, he said, he's fighting for economic freedom and for Venezuelans' access to information in a country that makes financial and other data secret. Venezuela's undergoing a brutal recession that has made it hard for most of the country's 30 million people to find enough food and medicine. Quote, I think it's ironic that with Dollar today in Alabama, I do more damage to the government than I did as a military man in Venezuela, he said. He's a short, soft-spoken man with a gray mane. He moved in 2005 to Alabama, where a brother and sister were already living after being granted political asylum. He became a citizen. In Hoover, which is a suburb of Birmingham, where you used to live, he lives with his wife in a two-bedroom townhouse in a maple-leaf-strewn neighborhood and drives a beat-up 2010 Toyota Corolla. Sounds like he's living large, huh, and all that big money that he's getting for running Dollar today.
Hold on. They said a maple-leaf-strewn neighborhood.
That's right.
That's pretty much every neighborhood in most of Alabama, because there's a lot of trees.
A lot of maple trees?
Maple, pine, there's just a lot of trees.
They're just trying to describe it, Derek.
The only thing I can tell, the evergreens from the other ones, but otherwise I couldn't tell you the difference between a maple and an elm and an oak.
Diaz also translates part-time in a city court in order to make ends meet. His 23-year-old son shares a house with friends nearby. On his rare days off, he sticks to his home nation's favorite pastimes, family and baseball. We'll continue here about the man who single-handedly is taking down the Venezuelan government, if you believe the Venezuelan government. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
And if you've been thinking about starting up your own website, but you just haven't been so sure about, you know, how to do it, how to begin, well, the folks over at HostGator can help. They're one of the top hosting companies, and they've made it super easy to start up your own website or blog by giving you a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. WordPress is great. It's what I use for almost all of the websites that I administer, and I'm super happy with it. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, they've got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Get our special offer of 65% off. Special, it was 50% off. It's 65% off for Black Friday, and you don't have to wait until Black Friday to get this deal. It's available to Free Talk Live listeners right now at HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about Gustavo Diaz. He is one of the proprietors of DolarToday.com. website that we've discussed a number of times here on Free Talk Live, and the Venezuelan government has basically labeled this website, DolarToday.com, as the public enemy number one. They're trying to blame a website on the country's problems with an inflating money supply.
Right, because they don't want to blame themselves. Correct. Because that's what government people do.
Especially
is
in
they blame everybody else.
Right, especially in a totalitarian state where it's always the United States' fault, or in this case, this website's fault, or in this case, they're saying it's actually the website is being funded by the United States government for the purpose of taking down the Venezuelan government.
Right, but even here in the United States, whenever, you know, legislation that Democrats supported doesn't do what they claim, they blame the Republicans for, you know, sabotage. Oh, the Republicans have sabotaged the Affordable Care Act. The Republicans, you know, sabotaged it, or the Republicans, they'll blame the Democrats when stuff doesn't go their way.
On his rare days off, Gustavo Diaz can works at Home Depot, and he's also a translator for the court system there, part-time. On his rare days off, he sticks to his home nation's favorite pastimes, family and baseball. He hasn't caught Crimson Tide football fever and instead prefers to watch the minor league Birmingham Barons baseball team. He says it's the best you can get in Alabama. Every day, his wife continues to make him arepas, Venezuela's traditional breakfast of corn flour turnovers stuffed with shredded meat and cheese, which is nice because
that actually sounds pretty tasty.
It does. And, you know, he actually gets to eat, unlike the people in Venezuela, who many of them are very hungry.
He also gets to work and get a paycheck.
That's true.
Whereas a lot of the people in Venezuela have been told, you get to go work in the government fields now, and you get to work in the fields now. There is no, you work in the fields now and we pay you for it. It's, you work in the fields now or you go to prison, and it's not the nice, you know, three hots and a cot type of prison.
About $15 million changes hands daily in the Venezuelan black market. Mr. Diaz says he makes little from the Delaware-registered website, which is free to access. The company's three founding partners, Mr. Diaz, a real estate agent in Miami, and a supermarket technology technician in Seattle, recoup about $4,500 a month from selling advertising and the browsing data of about 800,000 unique daily visitors via Google.
So $4,500 per month on advertising, they would be Venezuelan multimillionaires.
Yeah, that's true.
Which wouldn't really buy them a whole lot because, you know, the inflation rate, the last time the Venezuelan central government issued an inflation rate, it was, what, like 700%?
Oh,
something like that.
I don't recall. I don't recall. It's been a while. But I think that's an estimate from other people who've been watching it. But regardless, about 800,000 daily visitors via Google. He sneaks to the bathroom during shifts at Home Depot to check his BlackBerry for gossip about the Venezuelan government sent to him by old friends in the military and the expatriate media, which always promises an imminent downfall for Maduro. Diaz says, quote, to me, it's still a passionate daily fight against totalitarianism. Dollar Today began as a Twitter feed that posted the black market exchange rate for Venezuela's currency, the Bolivar. The partners calculated the rate by polling exchange houses on the border city of Cucuta, Colombia. Colombia is the only country that accepts the nearly worthless Bolivar. The government has controlled the Bolivar's official value since 2003 and bars anyone from quoting informal rates. Dollar Today's Twitter page quickly surpassed 2 million followers, spawning the website, which mixes the daily exchange rate with any news report that makes the government look bad. The site's numbers show the country's economic collapse. Its rate of about 2,000 bolivars per greenback is a 44% fall since October. So just since, you know, the last 2 months, it has gone from the $1,500 per dollar range, or 1,500 bolivars per dollar, to over 2,400 today. Official rates, depending on the type of import, are 10 bolivars per dollar and 660 bolivars per dollar. Dollar Today's rate is used as a reference by a majority of Venezuelan importers that are unable to obtain hard currency through official channels, according to national business groups. In the first half of the year, more than half of Venezuela's private imports were financed by dollars obtained on the black market, according to Caracas-based consultancy Ecoanalytica.
And I was off by a factor of 10. on what I thought the inflation rate was. In January of 2015, which was the last time the Venezuelan government issued a number, it was 75%.
75%.
Okay. Right now, the estimate is 181%.
A Caracas dermatologist said she checks Dollar Today's rate daily and uses it to buy dollars from patients and acquaintances that she needs to import medicine and new equipment. It's a universally accepted price, she says. There's never any need for haggling. The Venezuelan government and central bank did not respond to requests for comment. Venezuela closed the border with Colombia in 2015 for a year, stifling trade in dollars and everything else and forcing Dollar Today to abandon its old methodology. The website now uses a scanning program to add up dollar buy and sell requests posted by Venezuelans on social media sites. The average rate is then checked against the price offered by big underground exchange houses in Venezuela that serve multinational corporations. That alone sounds like it would be a very interesting story. It only gets one sentence in this this Wall Street Journal article, but there are underground exchange houses, big underground exchange houses operating in Venezuela serving multinational corporations. Think about that for a moment. Multinational corporations are in the black market buying dollars in Venezuela with their bolivar, and they're using those dollars to import products, just like the dentist or whoever was, you know, using the dollars to import medicines. That's happening with multinational corporations because they can't do business at the official exchange rate. It is impossible to do business, so they have to break the law in order to even do business because it's their underground exchange houses for a reason. What's going on there is illegal. And so, you know, Coca-Cola or whoever else it is that's still bothering to operate in Venezuela is using these exchange houses. It would be very interesting to, you know, have the Wall Street Journal or somebody send a reporter down there and, you know, actually report from inside one of these exchange houses. Well, what is it like there? Who do you have to know to get in? How do you get access to these places? Is there a password at the door? Do you have to, you know, grease somebody's palms with some U.S. dollars in order to get access? Interesting little side note there. Some Venezuelan economists and black market currency traders say the sample is too small and easy to manipulate. The partners say it's the best they can do in a country that hasn't released any official economic data for almost 2 years. Lately, Dollar Today has been trying to deflect rumors from Caracas that the site was sold to a pro-government businessman for millions. Diaz says, if I would have sold, I would be far away in a Maserati, not driving to Home Depot in a Corolla. So, what a hero, man. I mean, he's still doing everything he can from, you know, thousands of miles away to try to expose the tyranny and fight against it in his home country. Pretty inspiring stuff.
Yes.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. SaveItPurse.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for
a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio here. Number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
You can join us online anytime you want. All the features are free. If you like the show, however, then keep Free Talk Live in mind as you get your holiday shopping taken care of. Black Friday specials are already being advertised. Some stores will be opening on Thursday for Black Friday because that's just how it goes. They're competing to try to bring you the best prices, but you're still going to get some great deals online, and you won't have to wait in any lines. You won't have to deal with any of the fighting, angry crowds if you actually just get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. What you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the links there you'll find for Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. And, of course, Amazon has its own Black Friday deals. Regardless of whatever it is you buy, whether it's a Black Friday sale or just a regular priced item, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale when you enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. It's the same great Amazon prices that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Coming up, we'll talk about John Stossel and Thanksgiving. He's got some things to say about Thanksgiving and on Thanksgiving or near to it. And, Daryl, you've got that story. That's on the way. Plus, you can join us here. We are live on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of Free Talk Live. But since we were talking about Venezuela, and it's been something that we've been looking at closely over the years here on Free Talk Live, I figured, well, let's see what else is in the news. We had the story about Dollar Today and its operator being a Home Depot clerk in Alabama, very near to where you used to live, Daryl.
Yes.
And so that was kind of an interesting story from the Wall Street Journal. But what's the latest news from Venezuela, besides the fact that the inflation rate has gone up dramatically in just the last month to from like 1,500 bolivars per U.S. dollar to 2,400 bolivars per U.S. dollar? The headlines coming out of Caracas as of today are that Venezuela's opposition has said that talks with the government are now frozen after officials have failed to attend meetings, throwing cold water on Vatican-brokered attempts to bridge the country's deep political crisis. Though the formal talks, which began last month, appeared to have led to the release of a handful of detained activists, hopes for real rapprochement were always slim. The two sides are fundamentally at loggerheads, with the opposition seeking to oust the socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, while authorities vow he will not leave office before his term ends in 2019. And for listeners who've been paying attention to this, you may or who have not been paying attention, you may not know that there has been a movement to basically recall him or boot him out of office prior to 2019.
Yes.
And he and his administration are doing everything they can to drag their feet and prevent that from moving ahead.
And wasn't there a recall petition that got well over 1 million?
Yeah, like 1.8 million people signed that petition. Yeah. And that's the petition that basically if the government did what they're supposed to do in the time frame they're supposed to do it, would have maybe gotten rid of him sometime in 2017, but instead they've managed to drag their feet and do whatever political wrangling they need to do or manipulating that they need to do to essentially ensure that that's not going to happen.
Does that really surprise you, though?
No, not at all. Just bringing our listeners up to speed here. The government, in an irresponsible manner, according to opposition leader Jesus Torrealba, it says the government in an irresponsible manner froze the dialogue process by not showing up to two technical meetings last night. Opposition activists said authorities backed away from the National Assembly or after the National Assembly on Tuesday held a heated session in which they slammed Maduro over a drug scandal. Two nephews of Maduro's wife were found guilty this month on charges in the U.S. that they tried to carry out a multimillion-dollar drug deal to help their families stay in power. The government is using this debate as an excuse, said two-time presidential candidate Henrique Capriles, accusing authorities of not being committed to the talks. The government has not complied with any of its promises. They promised to free political prisoners, and there are more than 100 that stay imprisoned. They promised to open a humanitarian channel, and not a single medicine has come in. And all the while, apparently, some of the nephews of his wife are now doing drug deals in the United States. And they're, you know, going to use that money allegedly to help solidify Maduro's power, which shows you how desperate they are, right?
Right.
That's how they're trying to, you know, get an injection of funds into the political system, get an injection of money into his, you know, basically campaign to continue as president. The Information Ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It was not clear if the talks could be revived or if the opposition would resume a more militant agenda, which before the talks included protests and putting Maduro on trial before the National Assembly. Mediators appear to be trying to save the talks. Ex-Prime Minister of Spain, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, and U.S. diplomat Thomas Shannon were holding or seeking meetings with both sides. Dialogue had divided the diverse opposition coalition, with some activists feeling the government was duping the opposition to buy time. Yeah, that sounds exactly like what's going on here. Oh, wait, people are protesting in the streets? They're starting to get angry? Let's have a dialogue with the Catholic Church. We'll bring in someone from the Vatican, and because there's a lot of Catholics down there.
We'll have an internal investigation.
We're going to bring in someone from the Vatican, and we're going to let go some of your captives. We've got 100 of them. We're going to let some of them go, and we're serious about talking to you guys, okay? So we'll schedule the meetings for, let's see, how about a few weeks down the road, because, you know, we're all really busy here trying to keep the nation running. We'll get together with you guys here as soon as we can. We're going to get right on that. Yeah, we've missed a few meetings. Well, we'll just have to reschedule. You know, we are so busy. It just went right by us. We totally forgot. We're so sorry. We're going to get to releasing those guys. We promise.
And as with all things involving government or giant corporations in some cases, you miss a meeting. Sorry,
right.
We can't reschedule.
And men with guns will come get
reasons,
you.
And you owe us a missed appointment fee.
Right.
But, oh, we screwed up. Sorry. We'll pencil you in for the 12th of never.
Look, whatever you do, don't go back out on the streets. You know, we've got to keep the peace here. We're all working together to try to save Venezuela, and we want to help each other. So
I wonder how you say internal investigation in Spanish.
That's a good question. I would guess investigación internal, but that is just, you know, a guess. I don't know if that's how either of those words are said in Spanish. But it would be
nor
in the reverse.
I, but it
would be in the reverse
sounds
because
good.
The adjective comes after
yes.
The noun.
Right. That's why the United Mexican States is technically Estado Unido Mexicano.
So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if you think you got it bad here in the United States, it's always possible to look somewhere else and see that, you know, we still have some things that are okay here, all things considered.
Yes.
So it is the holiday weekend here, and Free Talk Live continues to be live throughout it. Some of the things that we do like to talk about during Thanksgiving include the holiday, and frequently in the past we've kind of gone through that the old Thanksgiving story of which originally a colony it was. Georgetown? Whatever it was. It was one of those original colonies where they were basically they had a communist system set up where to each according to his ability, from each according to their need, they were taking people's stuff.
Okay, so you're thinking of James. I just wanted to see how far you would go before I had to start correcting you. So Jamestown was settled 14 years before the Pilgrims came to the Massachusetts Bay Area. And yes, they did start off with kind of a communist sort of thing, and they did have a feast of Thanksgiving, but most people don't trace the history of Thanksgiving to that. They trace it to Plymouth.
Okay.
Which again started off with sort of a, you know, everybody has an equal amount of land and you provide a, you know, amount and blah blah blah.
And they put it in like a common storehouse.
Everything's and then communal. And yeah, things were really bad, but there's an article.
What is Stossel going to talk about?
Right. There's an article from Stossel, and he talks about how it was actually private property that gave us the actual first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about. Is it also Jamestown that he's talking about in this?
You'll just have to wait and see.
All right, we're going to get into that coming up here in moments. And you, of course, can take control of the airwaves because we're here live on Thanksgiving
Eve. And the first actual feast of Thanksgiving in what is now the United States was actually in St. Augustine, Florida in late 1500s. But again, most, you know, Americans don't trace that because St. Augustine was a Spanish colony, not an English colony.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us. Coming up here in the third hour, we got plenty of time for you on this live Thanksgiving Eve edition of Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl, 855-450-3733. Also Skype in, Skype username lrn.fm.
Come.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Creed Monitoring spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.